Hello, I'm Rashi, and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. Rising inflation and high crude oil prices will weigh on the minds of the six Monetary Policy Committee members at their three-day meeting beginning here today to decide the key policy rate. The seven-quarter high growth rate of 7.7% in January to March 2018 and forecast of a normal monsoon has reduced the clamour for a cut in the benchmark lending rate by the Reserve Bank of India. Retail inflation, a key data for the RBI, has remained above 4% since November 2017. The government has mandated the RBI to restrict the retail inflation at 4% while supporting growth. E-commerce major Flipkart has shared some details with the income tax authorities on its $16 billion deal with US-based Walmart. But the tax department will act only after regulatory approvals have been obtained, an official said. The department is currently studying the details received from the company, the official said, adding that they can issue notices seeking details of taxes withheld once the transactions are completed. Last month, the tax department had written to Walmart saying that the U.S. company can seek guidance about the tax liability under Section 195(2) of the Income Tax Act. The Code of Conduct violation is the main allegation against Chanda Kochhar in the show cause notice that was sent late last week, while that against ICICI pertains to the latter not making disclosures to the stock exchanges as reported by the Economic Times. India's capital market regulator has said in a show cause notice that ICICI Bank's chief executive, Chanda Kochhar, didn't adhere to its code of conduct. The code required the disclosure of any conflict of interest in the case involving Videocon Group and New Power Renewables, a firm owned by her husband, Deepak Kochhar. It was the hand of government that boosted GDP growth to an exemplary 7.7% during the quarter ended March, as exports and private consumption disappointed, an HSBC report said. Clocking its fastest rate of growth in seven quarters, the Indian economy grew at 6.7% during the financial year 2017-18, according to government data released earlier this week. According to HSBC, the public spending component of GVA and the government consumption component of GDP grew at a rapid pace, accounting for roughly one-fifth of overall growth. Moreover, construction and capital formation grew at double digits and public roads contracts awarded quadrupled in the March quarter. Air India is marking 70 years since its first flight took off from Mumbai to London in June 1948, which laid the foundations of the India-UK relationship. The national carrier is inviting members of the Indian diaspora in Britain to share their memories of the airline in its early days. The iconic first flight on a Super Constellation aircraft took off from Mumbai on June 8 and landed in London via Cairo and Geneva on June 10, 1948, with just 42 passengers on board, including some Indian Nawabs and Maharajas. The UK market is among the airline's busiest sectors, having recently added three direct flights between Birmingham and Amritsar. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.